Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hey, buddy.
We got a fun game going on in Dallas right now. Clippers and the Mavericks. Mavs with a 77-73 lead over the Clippers. Luka Doncic right now, 17 points, 10 assists. Not having a great night from the floor. He is 0 for 5 from three-point range, but the Clippers doing what I said they had to do, which was get a little bit more in his face, make him more uncomfortable. They allowed him just anything he wanted to do through the first five games of the series, playing a little bit tougher defense on him. And as a result, this game is a little bit closer. Kawhi has 33 for the Clippers, but this really has been the Mavericks' third quarter. Luka Doncic definitely distributing a little bit more, getting his teammates in on it more, and it's been a very different third quarter than I imagined. If you told me, boy, Luka's going to struggle to only score a couple of buckets, I go, boy, the Clippers are going to be up big going to the fourth quarter, and instead it's the Mavericks who outscored the Clippers by 7, have a 4-point lead.
Great contributions, Tim Hardaway Jr. once again, 17, 3 of 6 from 3-point range, 7 of 11 for
Knicks,
the game.
Yo, former Nick.
Couple of dunks from Porzingis. Knicks, people can't guard Boban. Even though he misses so many bunnies, gets his own rebounds. He's got 9 on the game. He's 12-9, 5 of 13 from the field.
John Wick can guard him. Wick can guard him. All he needs is a book.
Yeah, there
he
you go.
He can guard Boban.
But I got to go back and look at how many of the rebounds are off his own misses. That's fine. But Finney Smith, who's been really solid in this series, I think folks getting a good look at him. 11-7, 3 of 7 from the field. Again, 3-point shot, 3-point makes for him, but Luka, while he's perfect from the free throw line, the outside shooting has been a problem. See if they can pick it up in the fourth. Just 17 points thus far, but you know what, he'll trade the stats, because remember, the stats were big last game, and what did he do in the post-game press conference? All he did was curse himself and talk about how terribly he played, because you know what, in the fourth quarter he's been pretty bad in a number of these games. So the bottom line is he's got to be better. His guys have picked him up thus far, 4-point lead. And for the Clippers, 12 minutes until maybe a 1-2-3 Cancun chant for them.
So we'll keep you updated on this, because we just got really big news in that is going to affect the NBA offseason. You know, here I was ready to come on and say, look, what's got to happen if Damian Lillard is ever going to leave Portland? Now is the time. Right now is when he's got to do. He's pissed off they lost to a team missing players. When he was asked about losing last night, he says, we just lost to a team missing their point guard and their shooting guard, and we still lost this series. So it is back to the drawing board. That's about as frustrated as you will hear from Damian Lillard, and that's where you question, boy, is he really all in? And I would say he almost has to leave. Right?
Well, because he had that Instagram post too, right?
Yeah, he's seen his best days, and he's 30, trying to keep the back half of his prime going, and look where it's gotten him so far. Look, they've gotten to the playoffs the last 7-8 years. It's a long streak, but they have a lot of talent on this team. You know, Nurkic even said last night, this is a great team. Is it the right spot for me now? I don't know. So there was a lot of questions. Hey, what are they going to do? Are the Blazers going to blow it up? And I am telling Damian Lillard, if he's ever going to leave, he's got to leave now, because this is it's a very weak, it's not a great free agent class, because, you know, look, Kawhi could decide I'm staying with the Clippers, and then suddenly, boy, Chris Paul's the number one guy, and he's going to be 37. So he clearly could be the big domino in this class of, quote, free agency, because it would be a trade. It would be getting more assets to the Blazers. He'd be the crown jewel. And especially when you hear him say, hey, we're kind of back to the drawing board. If you're not all in, you got to go. And then right now, the Portland Trail Blazers did something to say, please stay, everybody stay, we're going to fix this. As according to ESPN and Adrian Wojnarowski, the Portland Trail Blazers and head coach Terry Stotts have mutually agreed to part ways. Stotts will leave Portland as the second winningest coach in franchise history, 8 consecutive playoff appearances, has a great record, but clearly this Blazers team has much more talent than they've achieved, and they really do. I mean, you look at this roster up and down, it's like, boy, their bench is a little thin, sure, but their starters, and Melo's been a big contributor off the bench. This is a team that should have done more, and they need to find their own Tom Thibodeau. They need that guy to come in with, hey, I got my system's going to work here. It's going to be more responsibility defensively, and this is going to work. But, you know, yes, we're talking about Portland, but really Damian Lillard was the guy. He was going to be the guy. What are you going to do this offseason? Are you going to go? And now it's basically the Blazers saying, don't leave. Don't say you want to trade. We got a new coach coming in. And I know Damian Lillard because he's not someone that's caused waves. And this is why this is so shocking, because he really doesn't talk about how frustrated he is. He loves playing in Portland. He's loved it there his whole life. Anybody saying I want to leave is crazy. He's always said that. So to hear him get really upset and frustrated after losing last night, that was a big warning bell. And right away, the Blazers said, oh, we got to do something. Or this is going to get out of control, and Damian Lillard's going to say he wants out. Nurkic is going to say he wants out. McCollum's going to say he wants out. And we're a real mess, and we are really close to being a good team. So, hey, we're going to bring in a new head coach. And that's going to stem the tide and stop Damian Lillard from saying, okay, I won't ask for a trade right now. I am only 30. I can do another year if you bring in somebody else. Let's see if somebody else comes in and with a better defensive system. Jeff Van Gundy. Let's see if someone can get us come in and playing a little bit more. But that's the kind of thing they need, is a coach like that to come in with a, we're going to play this way, and I'm going to be able to put all these pieces together. Oh, look, you know, look, Mike D'Antoni's going to get a run at this most likely, but, you know, look, offense is his thing, and clearly the Blazers know how to score. It's defensively need stuff. But they're going to go and say, we're going to go get a high-profile coach. So everybody please stay. So now this whole big thing of Damian Lillard and Dame to the Lakers was trending today, and what a big deal it was. Oh, look. Now that's not happening. Because now firing the head coach, Damian Lillard will stay, and now you can cross his name off. Maybe in a year it will be, because if you bring in a new coach and it doesn't work, you say, okay, now I'm 31, I got
to
go.
Right, but he's probably helping to pick the guy. Right?
I'm sure he may be the head coach.
Well, why not?
He could be the player head coach.
It's been done before. Like Jason Kidd, Nate McMillan, Dave Yeager, Chauncey Billups, and even Brett Berry are the names that Shams and Amick put out in their report. So McMillan's the interesting one, right? Does he get to keep the job in Atlanta, or would this be a better job? Would he rather, do you pick Dame over Trey? I don't think so. Not at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You go to the West and a guy who's, what, 6 years older? 7 years older? I haven't looked up birthdays. but when you talk about what the base is in Atlanta plus the Eastern Conference, because how long is, I mean, Brooklyn's fun. Right, and right now they become your favorites out of the East to rise up with Joel Embiid banged up, but how long is that really going to work? Right, if we're looking at a longer horizon, you want to stay in the East. I know you got your Thibodeau and your love and life, and according to a promo, they're one away. I don't know who would say that, but the the fact is
we're one player away, Mike. I'm sorry, sorry that upsets you that the Bulls are 500 players away. The Knicks are one star player.
Daniel Gafford playing well for Washington. He was a Bull.
We are Damian Lillard away. We are Bradley Beal away. We are Kawhi Leonard away. Granted, I'm talking about some of the best players.
I was going to say, you're going to top five guys.
Away. Stars leave, man. That's how it works. We're one player away. It's going to happen.
You're just insane.
It's going to happen.
But I enjoy it.
Sorry you don't like it.
It's not a matter of liking. It's just saying that you're wrong.
You're jealous.
No, because you're convinced that one of those top five guys is going to say, hey, I'm coming here. Look, I've resigned myself to the fact that all of my teams are going to figure out a way to mismanage things. And it's only the guys on the court, on the gridiron, and on the diamond that are going to figure it out for themselves. It used to happen on the ice.
Listen, I know you want Chicago to be New York. It's not, okay?
Wow.
I'm sorry it's not. All right? It isn't. All right? I know you want the Bulls to be
Since you've been
Knicks,
back to
not.
New York, what, once in the last 30 years?
It's not. It's not.
You go to Michigan, okay?
I vacation in Detroit. You really want to start a fight with me, man? Are you kidding? Seriously?
Yes.
The hard scrabble streets of Detroit that I travel and traverse
every time
we go back?
That you go through and you make sure your elbow leans over and locks the doors. Even in broad daylight? Yeah, I know.
No.
I know how you roll.
No,
when you're going to White Castle after you do a show from there.
Yes, it's like the purge. I drive around Detroit like I wear the big mask. I get ready. I wait for the horn to go off.
It's another one of those coming out.
I go to White Castle.
Another purge movie is in the hopper.
I did. They had the preview for it for when I went to see A Quiet Place too, and I said, "Oh, the new purge!" I was so excited, and I go, "Wow!" I remember when Josh Lucas was doing like great big movies like 15 years ago, and now Josh Lucas is in The Purge 7.
That's all right. Still
He's
a paycheck.
A big star.
Still a working still actor. Is.
You're right. Hey, boy, that's what I mean. Like, the early 2000s are filled with it's such a vast, barren wasteland of pop culture. Like, someone like Josh Lucas, right? He was in every movie, right? Sweet Home Alabama. He was in A Beautiful Mind. Oh, he's the next It guy. And now it's like, yeah, you're in going to be doing the new Purge movie. How many Purge movies has the bear been? This is like 5, 6. I don't know. I'm the director. I don't even remember. I think it's 5. It might be 6. I'm not sure. So you want to be in it? Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll be in it. I mean, really, just the number of people that just disappeared after being famous in the aughts, just falling off a cliff.
Hey, life comes at you fast, man. When they say it's 15 minutes of fame, they're not kidding.
Hey, look, that's the one time when I say that Kyrie Irving is right, that the world is flat, because sometimes some stars just fall right off the face of it.
Look at you.
Here we go. It's the one time I'll believe Kyrie Irving on the world being flat. No, but look, Damian Lillard would have been a guy that would have moved the needle for so many teams.
Oh,
right?
Sure, of course.
If Lillard comes out tomorrow, and he's not now, because clearly this move was made because they saw how pissed off he was.
Well, because of what he said, what he posted, and I'm sure some of the... Well, we haven't quite heard it all just yet.
Right. If he comes out tomorrow and says, "I want out," immediately it becomes a frenzy to try to get Lillard. Because he's 30 years old. Yes, he's making money, but you're going to pay him because it's not like he's slowed down. I wish he got the publicity Steph Curry got, but he doesn't because they're kind of the same player. But, he doesn't. He's also 3 years younger. But he could have written his ticket anywhere. And it would have been Damian Lillard to the Lakers, Lillard to the Knicks, Lillard here. Where are they going to make a trade? Where will the Portland Trailblazers be okay with trading Lillard? Are they going to pull up Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay Packers and say, "No, we don't want to trade him, but now I want out and I'm not going to play here anymore"? I mean, it would have been the story of the offseason, and I give the Blazers a lot of credit because they knew that's where they were headed. And they said, "We're just going to let Terry Stotts go right now. We're going to let him go right now, and we're going to fix it. You can give us input on the new coach. We have guys we like, but we're going to fix this, and we're not wasting any time. We're not going to wait 2 weeks and let things decompress and wait and see." Because when you wait, all that does is allow other voices to get in people's heads going, "Man, you're not going anywhere next year, man. Why don't you say you want out? Why don't you say you want out?" And instead of taking a nice 2-3 week vacation where executives come back refreshed going, "What do we got? What did I miss? Oh, my God, Lillard wants out. How did I miss that?" They decided to take care of it right away because they had to. Because they had to choose, are we going to stick with Terry Stotts or we have to worry about Damian Lillard? Hey, let's go with Lillard. We see how pissed off he is. We are responding. It was what they had to do. And now he's going to stay because Lillard isn't that guy. He's not that "I want out right now" guy, but he seemed like he was getting there. And now it's going to be, all right, well, I'll give you a chance. I mean, there's no way he leaves now. Hey, look, we got rid of Terry Stotts. Everybody seemed to have it, had it with the coach, right? With Nurkic saying, "I don't know if this is the place," and Lillard wondering how this happened. And anytime you wonder how losses happen and if this is the place for you, it's always about the culture. It's not about the players. It's not about, "I don't get along with Damian Lillard. He stole the shampoo out of my locker, the last 6 months. I can't stand that guy. He put shaving cream in my shoes. I couldn't stand it." I mean, this is when you hear players say things like, "I don't know how we lost." Grant, translation, we did not have the right game plan or strategy. Who is that on the coaches? When Nurkic says, I don't know if this is the right place for me," is it because you don't like the other players on the team, or is it because you don't like how the team is being run and if this is a place where you can win? Who's that on? Coaching staff, front office. So you hear that, we have to make that move. And it's not that Terry Stotts is a bad coach. He's proven he's actually a pretty good head coach. But when they get to the playoffs, they underachieve. So what do we got to do? We got to keep our stars. We let Terry Stotts go, and now Damian Lillard's going to stay in Portland, and it's going to be at least one more year of, "Hey, did you see what Lillard did last night?" "No, I was sleeping." "What time was it?" "Oh, it was about 1:45 on the East Coast, man. He scored 55, hit one from the logo. It was awesome." Mm-hmm. "Oh, I missed that. What else was said about it?" "Well, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon said, here's another night. He's going to go to the Knicks at some point." "Oh, my God, that guy says that all the time. I can't stand that." Who was saying it, Jason or Mike? "Come on, pay attention. Mike's a Bulls guy. He wants Damian Lillard to the Chicago Bulls but won't give up Zach LaVine. Come on, Jason Smith is a guy that wants him to the Knicks, and he's got to trade all figured out. Boy, that Jason Smith is really, really smart. That's the next year now for Damian Lillard. And maybe in a year, if it doesn't work out, and whoever they hire, I'm seeing Juwan Howard's name is mentioned already, leaving Michigan.
I mean, how about that?
I don't know why you would do that.
Well,
but whoever it is, okay, we'll give you a year. But if that doesn't work, then Lillard can say, okay, now I'm 31 and I still have a lot of good basketball ahead of me, but now I really have to make that decision. So I firmly expect him now. He's staying in Portland, and that's not going to be a story.
No, I would agree. Go back to the first reports that I can find on a quick search was going back to early May, just looking at where they were at the time. They were part of the play-in, eventually finished in the sixth seed, but... the quote was, if Stotts can't, quote, pull a rabbit out of his hat with a playoff miracle of sorts, as one source put it, the Blazers are expected to opt for a new coaching voice. And Damian Lillard is getting ready, right? His contract extension goes into effect. So you don't want to get, you want him to be your base. Now it's what can you bring to him, right? You don't really have a lot of good trade capital. CJ McCollum, we've been talking about that. And with a couple of gaffes in the series, maybe he's the guy. Nurkic, if he could stay out of foul trouble, he's a fantastic big man. Does it all. So I look at this as a, you appease your star and you move forward. And it's like you mentioned Juwan Howard just really quickly. It's the idea of, well, what's the motivation? Was coaching at Michigan it? Or is it going to the NBA and maybe teaming up with Damian Lillard? I think it's going to be a fascinating hiring process with so many of these openings starting to pop up.
Yeah, it's going to be the case of who's going to go there knowing fully well if this doesn't work, I'm going to be fired pretty fast. Because and this is why the NBA, it's so tough to say, hey, I want to go coach in the NBA. Why would Juwan Howard want to leave Michigan? He's got everything going his way. And yes, they had a little bit of an early exit this year, but he's got everything going his way. The team was terrific. They win the Big Ten. He's got the momentum going. He's got all the recruits coming in. Why would you leave to go to the Blazers knowing that, well, in 2 years you're out, where you could be at Michigan for the next 20 years if you want to and succeed there? I don't get it. I don't see the lure of the NBA sometimes. You know, for a guy like Jeff Van Gundy, who's been in the broadcast booth for 14 years, hey, you want to come out and coach? Yeah, I've kind of had enough of that. I'm ready to go do it. All right, I get it. You know, for a guy that hasn't had a chance yet, all right, I kind of... But, wow, this is... It's a great opportunity for somebody with a big system to come in, but is that really where you're going to go thinking, okay, I'm going to go to Portland and I'm going to put my system in and we're going to win and we're going to beat Utah and we're going to beat Denver? And we're going to beat whatever the Lakers are next year. We're going to beat whatever the Clippers are next year. And the Suns are getting better. It's really difficult. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. I mean, that is a really, really big story right now. Take Damian Lillard off the market. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. That's discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations, they do apply. Well, coming up next, we have something out of the NBA that you just have to listen to, and it rhymes with the Schmagic Schmonson Schmitterschmame. That's next. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Yes!
And the foul. No hitter alert to make you aware of. No
Sweet.
Hitter alert. Blake Snell has allowed no hits to the Mets through five innings. He has also not allowed a walk. The Padres have also not committed an error. So this is where we're at right now in the game. Two outs in the top of the fifth inning, and Blake Snell is pitching a perfect game.
Well, I think he'll be allowed to actually stay in the game, right?
Let's see. Oh, can you imagine them taking him out? I think, how awesome would that be if they take him out and they go, hey, Tampa said you like to come out of games when you're pitching well, so we're taking you out of the game. But I've only thrown 55 pitches. I'm pitching great. I got a perfect game going. Yeah, we want to save your arm, right? We want to save your arm.
His lawyer. It was a justifiable beat down on the mound.
They bring in Kevin Cash just to take him out of the game. What the hell? Hey, we're taking you out of the game here. But it's in the fifth inning. I got five strikeouts. I'm doing great. Yeah, no. Not going to. We're taking you out of the game. So there is a no-hitter alert going on right now. Padres lead the Mets 1-0, top of the fifth. It is actually a perfect game alert right now.
Okay, you saying it 97 times is not going to suddenly have some hex
effect. I'm making sure people know that.
Get to the important game.
There is a perfect game going on right now.
That's great. You said it.
Major League Baseball.
Move on.
It's a perfect game. It's a perfect game.
You know what else is a perfect game? A 90-88 game with under 4 minutes in the NBA.
The Clippers with the 90-88 lead. Blake Snell with 37 for the Clippers in this game. Kawhi Leonard with 37 leading the way. Luka Doncic with 20 and 11 assists for the Mavericks. It's actually Tim Hardaway Jr. who is leading the team in scoring with 23. So there's about 4 minutes left to go, and it is a two-point game. It's a lot of fun, and we'll keep you posted on this.
Clippers with 4 points off the bench. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, listen, this is not the salad days of Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell anymore for the Clippers. But now, how about we play?
Oh, no.
And now, it's the Magic Johnson Twitter game.
Oh, Magic Johnson, the most obvious and vanilla tweeter in the world. We've created the Magic Johnson Twitter game, often imitated, never duplicated. When I say often imitated, like people try to like straight up steal it. Here, the option of the game is this. I give you a tweet. You tell me if it's an actual Magic Johnson tweet or if it's by me that I made up. Playing tonight is myself, Mike Harmon. We have Special Delivery Steve DeSager ready to go for the Magic Johnson Twitter game. Steve, are you ready for the Twitter game, or do you need a timeout because you want to talk it over?
No timeout needed. Let's roll.
All right, here we go. All right, all these Magic Johnson, because Magic Johnson really started tweeting a lot the last few nights. So these are all from the last like 2 or 3 days with Magic Johnson.
You should have also transcribed his radio appearance earlier because it was fire. Dennis Schroeder is not a Laker. That is a Magic Johnson quote.
Wow.
The thing is, he was asked, hey, do you know what team Dennis Schroeder is on? And he said, I don't think he's a Laker. I think that's
Cleveland!
What it was.
It's neither obvious nor vanilla.
Here we go. Is there anything Damian Lillard can't do? Is there anything Damian Lillard can't do? Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
No.
Okay. Well, it fits the obvious and the vanilla, so yeah. I guess I'll say yes.
Okay. Is there anything Damian Lillard can't do? That is not a Magic Johnson tweet.
Let's go!
Though he didn't win, Ja Morant proved himself to be an NBA superstar in this series. Though he didn't win, Ja Morant proved
superstar.
Himself to be an NBA superstar in this series.
That term throws me. I'll say no.
I would say no. I would say star or rising star or something to that effect. But no.
All right. That is not a Magic Johnson tweet. Three stars in the NBA that have elevated themselves to superstar status are Trae Young, Devin Booker, and Luka Doncic.
Yes.
Is that a okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's almost even too obvious for Magic. I'll say no just to say no.
And now I know Harmon's cheating because, he wouldn't say superstar, but then I throw superstar in that one, and Harmon says, yeah, that's a Magic Johnson.
No.
That
John
is
Morant
a Magic
versus
Johnson
guys
tweet.
That have been around a couple of years. I'm watching the game. Tyshirt's staring
tweet.
At me.
You wanna, He's clean.
I'm
that
clean. I've got
Johnson
a box
tweet.
Score up, and I've got I've got dancing ghosts, and I've got Luka Doncic.
What do you have? What? Wait, what was that
Ready
thing?
Ready Player One. It's Friday night.
Oh. Instant classic.
Like, what are you talking about? Dancing Go. What browser do you have open on your computer? All right.
It's the Sam Darnold webpage. By the way, the Mets have just drawn a walk. No perfect game
it's
in
no
San
longer
Diego.
A perfect game.
Well, you spoke it into existence.
Of course,
here comes Kevin
out.
Cash.
They're
Kevin
still
Cash is
shut
coming
out,
to take Blake Snell out.
That's right. It's still a no-hitter through five, but yeah.
Doesn't matter. Okay. I'm really looking forward to the start of the Brooklyn Nets versus the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh.
I'm really looking forward to the start of Brooklyn Nets versus the Milwaukee Bucks.
Sure.
No.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet. He is looking forward to that series.
How about that? That's good.
Thanks for telling us.
Right.
It makes him unique in the entire basketball world.
The future is bright for the Knicks and their fantastic head coach, Tom Thibodeau. The future is bright for the Knicks and their fantastic.
That is fanboy. No way.
Okay. That is not a Magic Johnson tweet.
Couldn't help but inject yourself into that one.
I was disappointed for Julius Randle, but happy for Trae Young, who displayed showmanship, talent, and most importantly, a victory.
Hey, Steve.
I was disappointed for Julius Randle, but happy for Trae Young, who displayed showmanship, talent, and most importantly, a victory.
The soundbite drop kind of coded. Okay, I'll say yes. All right.
I'm going to say no.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah, thanks.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet. Harmon clearly with the browser open, knowing exactly what to say yes to and what not to. All right, here we go.
Now he's clean.
I'm looking forward to the Knicks-Hawks game tonight. Oh, I'm looking forward to the Knicks-Hawks game tonight.
Look, if he's looking forward to the series, he's looking forward to that game, I guess. I don't know.
What's the next tweet? I'm looking forward to spaghetti tonight.
I feel like chicken tonight.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet. Very nice. Cruella was a fun movie that can be enjoyed by kids and adults.
Yes!
No. Yes! No.
Cruella was a fun movie that can be enjoyed by kids and adults.
Yes!
No.
That is not a Magic Johnson tweet. Harmon's perfect game. Blake Snell's perfect game is gone. Harmon's perfect game
is
gone.
Look, I was hoping that, you know, he echoed my opinion of the movie.
Okay, all right.
And then he downloaded the soundtrack and is blaring it at every turn.
Yeah.
And then you streaked your hair.
I would.
Oh, three-pointer Kawhi Leonard. 8-point Clipper lead about a minute to go. This one's almost over.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet.
Steve. Yes, I'm going to say yes, Magic Johnson tweet. Yes. Will Luka get to the second round by eliminating Kawhi and the Clippers? Is that a Magic Johnson tweet?
My goodness, that's an awful tweet. I'll say yes.
Will Luka get to the second round by eliminating Kawhi and the Clippers?
No, asking a question, no.
Asking an obvious question, maybe.
That is a Magic Johnson tweet. Yes, yes it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Luka just got beat up on a would-be rebound attempt, and then, I mean, it was a clear foul. Then he got sent to his ass, and he looked around like, really? I'm not even getting this call at home? What are we doing here?
The Nets showed their championship medal by eliminating the Celtics in 5 games, thanks to James Harden's 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists, Kyrie Irving's 25 points, and Kevin Durant's 24 points.
Wow, a lot of details.
That's just under 280 characters, I think.
The Nets showed their championship medal by eliminating the Celtics in 5 games.
Okay, only yes, because it's the Celtics losing.
And all the specificity.
Okay.
Because he likes to stat quote.
He does. He does.
If you mention one guy, you have to mention all three.
Yeah. All right, I'll say yeah.
He does like to stat quote. He does. But not in that case.
Oh,
that is not a Magic Johnson tweet. The Lakers just didn't play well enough at key times to defeat the Phoenix Suns.
No, well, that's a lie, so I'll say no.
The Lakers just didn't play well enough at key times to defeat the Phoenix Suns.
Remember, Steve.
Key times being the last 8 quarters?
Remember, Steve, it's not lying if you believe it's true.
That's right. He says, yeah.
OJ.
I'm going to say no, I think he was more critical of the Lakers.
That is not Magic Johnson.
You're killing your father, Larry.
They were down 20 at the half in back-to-back games for the first time since 1995, regular or postseason. That wasn't just at key times, just for the record.
Rob Pelinka has a lot of work to do this summer because a lot of Lakers did not perform well during the series against the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
You want to play me 1-on-1?
You're trying to get us to say yes because you would be trashing Rob Pelinka.
I'm going
to
say yes.
Is that it? I'll say no.
The more you think about this game, the more difficult it is. Like, did I know that Magic was going to try to find a way to throw Pelinka under the bus, or was that Magic just throwing Pelinka under the bus? What was it? That was indeed a Magic Johnson tweet.
Wow. Yeah!
Oh, found a way to rip.
So, in other words, the pressure's on Rob Pelinka, and then we can all tweet, and Rob Pelinka, under such pressure, will actually stay in the job in the front office.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Unlike that quitter, Magic Johnson.
That's a hot take from Steve DeSager.
It's not a hot take. Woo, he called his home press conference, didn't tell the team, and said, I'm out of here.
That is true.
Yeah, well, all that did happen. You are correct about that.
That's a good flex, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
Yep.
For the first time in NBA history, the road team has won the first six games in a series.
Roadhouse.
The Mavericks take the first two in L.A. I was so nervous. My pick of the Lakers going to the finals was done. The Clippers win the next two. Okay, I was about 45% where I thought, okay, confidence level in my pick for the Clippers to go to the finals. Then they lose game five at home. I was down below 20%. They win game six. I'm now back up near 50%. So we're ready for game seven on Sunday. And it really is incredible that the home team has lost the first six games in this series, which is something in home court advantage in sports, there's no bigger home court advantage over the course of an entire playoffs than in the NBA.
Except this year.
You know,
teams are 21-21 now, right?
Yeah, because you're seeing less fans at games. It's not like you're seeing 18,000 fans at every game. You're still seeing some arenas that are less than full. So that big home court advantage, the big energy boost the bench gives you, just isn't there for teams. And so now this is what we get. We get the Clippers and the Mavericks. And I mean it. I'm at about now. I feel I'm back at 45% confident that my pick of the Clippers to the finals is going to work. Now, if they win Sunday, if the Clippers win Sunday, I will then feel like I'm awesome that the Clippers are going to get back to the NBA Finals. Because, look, I love the Jazz and the Nuggets. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit because the odds on the Phoenix Suns are going crazy. But, boy, I'll tell you, if the Clippers can suddenly pull this out on Sunday, I'm feeling a lot better because maybe they're now the most talented team left. Even though they're not playing the best, they might be the most talented team left in the Western Conference, because I'm not really buying the Suns. I'm buying the Jazz and the Nuggets more. But the Clippers here, it's almost like, hey, they were really on the ropes, and just the point we're going to count them out, they really start coming back. But, I mean, at this point, how much can you trust them? It's really the entire direction of the franchise comes down to game seven. It was down to game six. They won tonight. So what does that mean? We push the decision on the direction of the franchise to after game seven. If they win, everything is great. If not, we're blowing it up just like we're blowing it up with the Lakers and all these other teams. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. The Celtics are going to get blown up. Everybody's getting blown up. And it could be Clippers. They just push it one more game.
It's funny. You go through the box score, and we'll get deeper into the guarding and harassing of Luka Doncic in his post-game. Kawhi picked up a minute and talked to Scott Van Pelt. Heard a little of the audio there saying, hey, we're talented enough to switch, and my teammates give me a break, right? That they did a good job to switch and harass him. And look, they were guarding Luka 35 feet from the basket. Mm-hmm. And he was frustrated. A couple of things that look like obvious, star calls that you normally get, he didn't get. And he was pissed. And it got pouty, right? Not quite to LeBron, hey, I'm done with this. And I'm still active and I'm still working, but there was just a little bit of, all right, I'm getting a different coverage than I did in these prior games, and the three-point shot wasn't working for him at all. Finished just 2 of 9 from three-point range, but overall 11 of 24 from the field, a couple of gimmies down the stretch to help that along. But you look at the numbers for Reggie Jackson, was fantastic, 8 of 15 from the field, 25 and 9 boards. Paul George had a dry spell for a while, but still finished with 20, 13 and 6. But you can't say enough. Kawhi Leonard doing it on both ends of the court. And the amount of time he spent harassing Luka Doncic, there's your key to victory. Making him uncomfortable. And because who's stepping up? Who's going to be your point guard and run the offense if you take Luka out of it?
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. More on this huge game and Kawhi's huge performance and Luka Doncic's kind of okay one coming up next. Keep it right here. This is Fox.